vida. Ongazi teurire o anozo gadziri nai nai emweya. Hallelujah na nai emweya. O Jesua, Isu kupeza, Mosha, O Dakara, Hallelujah, Nai, Nai emwea. Hallelujah, nai, nai emweya. Ona kutika, Yesu nerufu, ipo pano pasi, Yesu tirege. Hallelujah, kuye, kuyenda pakude. Hallelujah, kuyenda, kuyenda pakude. Wonzi chere, ininzi chere, cheze ibaba. Ishenzi chere, ishe wangundi chere, zichere cheze iba. Hallelujah, ziche, zichere cheze. Iko kudenga. Iko kudenga, o kwa kanaka. Iko kudenga, kwa kanaka kudenga, kudenga kwa kana. Hallelujah, kude, kudenga kwa kanaka. Praise be the name of the Lord. Chakumbira one of our elders vazotivhura nomunamato.
Tinokwazisai musakanakare Jesu Kristu. Kuti namwari watipa mukana uno tikwanise kunge tichiuya tichimushumira. Tinongozivisana kuti let's keep at least 2 meters from each other, a radius. Kana tapedza service, we don't have to hug or shake hands with anybody. Kungobva toenda kumba so that we maintain zvinenge zvichidikana. So we just feel free, but let's be as spaced as possible. Unless if you are a family. Ti zure uso, ti namati. Almighty Father, we thank you for this time you have given us, Lord. Father, this time, Lord, we just know thou art great. You are a great God, Lord. Just looking at the stars from this earth, they appear to be 5 centimeters apart. And yet they are as far away as they are from this earth. Lord, oh Father, all the stars that you have arranged in the universe, they still obey you, Lord. Lord, our mind cannot comprehend, Lord, how big you are. Just looking, oh Father, at the stars, some of them even bigger than this earth, Lord, but you ordained them to follow that route. Father, Lord, oh Father, you are great. Father, what is COVID-19 now? Looking at the Master, looking at my big God, whom I cannot even understand, whom I cannot even comprehend. Lord, oh Father, I feel so small, Lord. I'm just learning to trust in you, Lord. Your hand is bigger than COVID-19. What can stand before you, Lord? And is there any virus that you can stand before you, Lord, when the pillar of fire is there? Is there anything that you cannot burn, oh Father, when the same Holy Ghost is here, Father? We pray, Father, Lord, for the coming down of the pillar of fire, Lord. Right in your midst, Lord, oh Father. Right into our homes, Lord, oh Father. We are applying the token, Lord. There's going to be difference, Lord, Father, when we have the pillar of fire in the world. We know the world, oh Father, Lord, is in jittery. Nobody has got the solution, Lord. But your bride has got the solution, Lord. Father, your prophet says there is no solution except to come under the blood. There is no solution, Lord, except to get the Holy Ghost inside our hearts. The pillar of fire is more than able to burn over the virus that's being called COVID-19. We trust in the Lord. You can make a difference. Lord, oh Father, you never forsake.
Vangeli. Akafamba na watshena. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Moyo wangu no shuva magwara evangeli iwo akafamba ne vatshene iwo vachichema moyo wangu no shuva. Oh, magwala evangeli, iwo akafamba nevatshene, iwo vachichema. Ishe Mwari, Ishe Mwari ndiperekedze iwo, ini parwendo rurefu. Iroru nofa Moga dutes Ishe Mwari Ishe Ishe Mwari Ndiperekedze iwo Ona parwe Wendoru refu Iroru nofamba kana ini Napeza O mabasa evangeli ini ndichafa famba kuenda iko kune musha kana Yesu tapedza o mabasa evangeli o Yesu tichafa famba kuenda ona kumu Ishe Mwari Ishe Mwari ndiperekedze iwo oipo parwe wendo rurefu iro runofa Ishe Mwari Ishe Mwari ndiperekedze ipo parwendo rurefu iro runofamba nomweya. Praise the Lord. Nemazuva ekuguma Jesu wakataura zviratidzo zvichavapo pasi nekudenga zuva richadzima mwedzi uchapera nyeredzi dzicha nemazuva o Jesu wakataura hondo dzichawanda munyika zhinji kwazvo dzara ichavapo nehosha dzichawanda vazhinji vachapera asi Ishe Mwari Ishe Mwariwa dzibatsirei kufamba zvakanaka munyika ino kuratidza chiedza mukati merima vanhu vaone ishe ona ishe mwari ishe mwari wa ondibatsirei kufamba zvakanaka munyika ino kuratidza chiedza mukati merima vanhu vaone ishe one mazuva nemazuva woshoko rakataura ndichakutumirai Eria mporofita iye uchadzorera moyo yevana kumadzi baba nemazuva nemazuva Jesu vakataura ndichakutumirai Eria mporofita iye uchadzorera moyo yevana kumadziba Eria mporofita ona Eria mporofita wakatouya dziye uya mutumwa wechinomwe nezuva ona wakazarura zvakavanzika zvamwa ona ndiro rindiro risho hama dzangu kudaiwoze mumakereke mutende ivhangeri remutumwa wechinomwe inguva yeku ona ndiro rendiro hama dzangu kudaiwoze mumakereke mutende ivhangeri remutumwa wechino inguva ye nemazuva one mazuva nemazuva eko Jesu wakataura Jesu wakata ndichakutumirai Eria mporofita iye uchadzorera moyo yevana kumadziba one mazuva nemazuva ekuguma Jesu wakata hondo hondo dzichawanda munyika zhinji kwazvo dzara ichavapo nehosha dzichawanda vazhinji vachapera asi ishe mwari ishe mwari ondibatsirei kufamba zvakanaka munyika ino kuratidza chiedza mukati merima vanhu vaone ishe ona ishe mwari ishe dzibatsirei kufamba zvakanaka munyika ino kuratidza chiedza mukati merima vanhu vaone ishe Jesu Hallelujah. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Praise the Lord. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah. Hold to God's unchanging, eh? Oh, build your hopes on things in ch- Let's put our hands together, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Jesus. Hold. Brothers and sisters, hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, yes, hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, to God, unchanging hand. Oh, build your hopes on things eternal. Hallelujah, hold to God's unchanging hand. Time is filled. Oh, time is filled with swift transition. Oh, not of earth unmoved can stay. Oh, build your hopes on things in eternal. Oh, hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in Him. Oh, trust in Him who will not leave you. Oh, what soever years may bring. Oh, if by earthly friends forsake, still more closely sing, more closely to Him. Brother, sister, hold on, hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, yes, hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, build your hopes on things in turn. Yes, hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, God, let not this world vain riches. Oh, that so rapidly decay. Oh, seek to gain the heavenly treasures. Oh, they will never pass away. Brother, sister, hold on, hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. When your journey is completed, oh, when your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, then bright the homing glory, your unwretched soul will feel. Brother, sister, hold on, hold. Yes, hold. Oh, build your hopes on things in turn. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Praise be the name of the Lord. Be of good courage. The Lord spoke to Joshua. Hallelujah. Be of good courage, God, unto Joshua. Oh, when all the river God pointed, oh, Jordan, oh, things him, oh, waters divided. Hallelujah, God's any river you think. Yes, God's any mountains. Hallelujah, God specializes in things, though impossible, things, and he will do what no other power can. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Any mountains you can't turn. Oh, yes, God specializes in things. Oh, and he will do what no other. Battles to win, battles to win. They would meet their obstacles. Jericho's walls must fall to the ground. Oh, God never failed. He stood back on his promises. Oh, walls crumble, yes, they must. Oh, hallelujah, God, any river. Yes, God, any mountains. Hallelujah, God specializes in things thought impossible. And he will do what's no other power. God is the same, God is the same. His word is dependable. He'll make a way through the waters for you. Oh, life situations by him are amenable. Yes, mountains and hills he will part. Oh, hallelujah, God, any river. God, any mountain. Oh, hallelujah, God specializes in things thought impossible. Oh, and he will do. Oh, hallelujah, God. Oh, God's any mountains. Hallelujah, God's special life. Oh, and he will do. God is the same. God is the same. God is the same. And his word is dependable. He'll make a way through the waters for you. All life situations by him are amenable. Mountains and hills he will part. Oh, hallelujah, God's any river. Uncrossable, oh yes, God's any mountains. Oh, God specializes, God specializes. Oh, and he will do. Oh, hallelujah, God's any. Oh, go to the mountain. Oh, God specializing. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, God any river. Hallelujah. Oh, Christu muka tenzi akutume unaneno nonzumu maho ona enda sangana mimiyezoshi iwe mira segamba. Let's put our hands together, brother and sister. Oh, iwe iva. Iwe iva gamba utarise. Iwe iva gamba. Mira se gamba utarise. Wonakana mungozi chenje rangwari. Iwe usa zokera hakuna chisha. Wona wakani wedi maunga waku. Iwe miru segamba. Oh, iwe iva gamba. Iwe hiva gamba utari sema. Iwe hiva gamba. Iwe mira se gamba. Basara tenzi una basa ra tenzi zivi ranesi. Una rinza udise. Ure kumagum wona kwa anokutu maenda kasi. Iwe mira utarise ama yangu iva. Iwe iva utarise. Iwe iva gamba. Iwe mira se gamba. Wona iva gamba. Iwe iva gamba. Iwe iva. Wona mira se gamba utari. Enda usachke. Wona enda usachke. Tenzi aripenji. Wona ano patitine kukunyara. Wona rudo rake seka. Hallelujah. Wona mira se gamba. Ama yangu iva gamba. Ama iva gamba. Utari sema. Iwe iva gamba. Oh, iwe se gamba. Utari sema. Hallelujah. Somebody shout praise the Lord. You are gamba, brother, sister. Hallelujah. Victory is mine. I told Satan to get there behind. Rapture is mine. Peace is mine. Praise the Lord. And fear not. Fears of the devil. Fear not, brother, sister. Hallelujah. Yimba uchifara. Hallelujah. Wangano asiruguchika. Sambo uchikakana kufunduka kwa chofuti. Praise the Lord. Boza kuna chino itika jisinga zikano. Praise the Lord. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today. Oh yes, I told Satan, oh get thee behind. Oh victory. Let's put our hands together first, brother, sister. Oh, victory, victory. Oh, victory is mine. Victory today. I told devil, Satan, I told Satan, oh, get thee behind. Oh, victory today. Oh, rapture is mine, brother, sister. Oh, rapture. Oh, rapture. Yes, rapture today. I told Satan, I told, oh, get thee behind. Oh, rapture today. Joy is mine, brother, sister. Oh, joy is mine, joy. Joy is mine, joy. Oh, joy today is. I told Satan, I will get thee behind. Oh, joy today. Happiness is mine, brother, sister. Oh, happiness is mine. Oh, happiness. Yes, happiness today. Yes, oh, I told. Oh, get thee behind. Oh, happiness today. Oh, yes, happiness, happiness. Oh, happiness. Happiness today. I told Satan, oh, get thee behind. Happiness today is mine. Today is mine. Today, joy, peace, rapture is mine. Hallelujah. Chigadzira kwego shoko ra Mwari. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Hallelujah. Our listening, the love of God is greater far. Together, Zandatunga Mironomuya. Praise the Lord. The love of God is greater far than Tahope can ever tell. Oh, yes, it goes beyond. Oh, the highest. Oh, and reaches to the lowest. Oh, the guilty pay, the guilty pay. Bow down with care. God gave his son. Oh, to. Oh, yes, he's a ring child. He reconciled. Oh, and pardon from me. Oh, the love of God, the love of God. How rich and pure, how rich and how measureless, how measure and strong. And, oh, it shall forever, it shall forever. Vamore and you, the season, the season. And for the last time, chorus. The love of God, the love of. How rich and pure, how rich and. How measureless, how measure. And strong, and. It shall forever, it shall forever forage the saints in it. like me. Oh, I was worthless, but now
Lord Jesus, thou art our God alone. Who have I on earth besides thee? Who in heaven but thee? Tonight, dear blessed Lord, we acknowledge your kingship, your lordship, Lord, amongst us even tonight. Heavenly Father, for thou art still God alone. You are our divine protector. You are our shelter, Lord. How we love you to be sheltered in your arms tonight. Let the storms rise. Let the dark clouds come. But we know we are safe in Jesus tonight. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We give you the thanks. As we take this service, Lord, we are asking for your grace and your mercies that may be sufficient for us tonight. Open up our hearts and our understanding, Lord. Lord, to look up unto you, that we may be able, Lord, to have the revelation of who you really are to us tonight. We bless your holy name. Start with us. I lay myself aside, Lord. May the Holy Ghost have the preeminence. May he speak to us tonight. I also commit even the translator into your hands, Lord. Hold him as well. In the church, may you hold the spell bound in your very presence tonight. May the sick be healed. Lord, let your miracles be performed amongst us tonight. We thank you, Father God Almighty. Even wherever this message shall go tonight, Lord, let your children receive a portion, Heavenly Father, for them tonight. As I bless your holy name in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. While we are standing, let's read one verse. Matthew 11, verse 6. Amen. I want to greet you tonight in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We want to appreciate the Lord for tonight. Thanking the Lord for the good singing. And thanking the Lord for the attendance. Amen. I believe the Lord has got something for us tonight. Amen. I'd like to thank the pastor for this time. He's allowed me to come and stand before the church. We also want to greet the church in the airwaves. Amen. May the good Lord bless you. Matthew chapter 11, verse 6, I will read. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Amen. May the good Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word as we take our seats. Amen. I want to appreciate the Lord tonight for this time. Especially when we know the time that we are living in. It's not a very pleasant time. Amen. There's fear all over the place. Amen. People are afraid. The death angel is lurking. Amen. He's in the neighborhood. People are dying like flies. It's a reality. Yes. It's truly a reality. But the scriptures say, for God has not given unto us a spirit of fear. We are not afraid. No, no, no. If you find yourself afraid, there's something wrong with your experience. Your Christian experience. One time even Paul, it was told to him, you are going to die in Jerusalem there. Bones await you in Jerusalem. And he said, none of these things move me. I don't believe tonight someone in here is being moved by these things. Jesus is my Savior. I shall not be moved. I'm just like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Hallelujah. A Christian should not be moved. Amen. Just to encourage you, of course, my message tonight is the forgotten beatitude. Amen. The forgotten beatitude. Amen. I just want us to read Psalms 91 together. In times like this, when problems come, when danger is around, I want to encourage you tonight. There's nothing that will ever harm you. Remember, the great eagle God is perched away somewhere on a very high rock. And his microscopic, telescopic eyes are watching way yonder in the valley below where we are. You know, I love what the prophet says in the deep, calls unto the deep. He says, let a coyote try to come to those young ones. Kagava. Hallelujah. Kadiaboros gava. Hallelujah. Let him try to come near you. The moment he tries to do that, you will find Jesus on his hands. Hallelujah. And you will flog him to death. Hallelujah. That's how precious you are in the eyes of the Lord. Says, touch not mine anointed. And do my prophets no harm. You know, the devil cannot do anything to you. And the prophet says, many a time he goes away empty handed. Whatever happens to you, whatever comes to you, remember God has allowed it for a purpose. Remember, God is not an author of frustration. He's just not there to see how you are suffering. How it is affecting you. But remember, everything he allows to come your way, it's for a divine purpose. It's for your good. Hallelujah. It's all for your good. You may go sick, it's for your good. You may be robbed, it's for your good. You may be beaten, it's for your good. Hallelujah. We will understand it better. By and by. Hallelujah. So don't you worry about this thing. It's nothing. It does not mean nothing. I'm always encouraged when I read Psalms 91. Maybe it has been read before. But let's read it again tonight together. Hallelujah. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Remember, tonight as the bride of Jesus Christ, we are not in any ordinary place. We are in a secret place. Just like Elijah, during the days of famine, he was in a secret place. And God was feeding him there. And tonight, God is feeding the bride on eagle food. Hallelujah. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. What are you trusting in? Some trust in horses. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in money. Some trust in their positions. But we as the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will trust in the Lord all the time. Because when we are weak, that's when we are strong. Hallelujah. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. I like the way the Shona says it here. Eh? The pestilence, the noisome pestilence. This one has been noised all over the world. It was noised in China. It's noised in Europe. It's noised in Asia. It's noised in America. It's noised in Russia. It's noised in Africa. It's noised in South Africa. It's noised in Zimbabwe. A noise, some pestilence. In a noise. He shall cover thee with his feathers. Under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. This is why I was saying, if you are afraid, there's something wrong with your Christian experience. I am not saying live recklessly. It's hygiene, that's just rodiwa. Because that thing is real. Chiriko.
Don't go and think
it. You will
be found out. Do all that you possibly can do.
Leave the rest to God. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not be afraid. For the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. Oh, I love this. But! But you know, there are counselors. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Thank you. He has made us candidates of association with angelic beings and the unseen world. And he has given charge to the angels. Take it to Jarvis.
You must look after Jarvis.
Take it to Kirulain Mbaira.
You must look after Kirulain.
Take it to Blessing Manyache.
Watch over Blessing.
Take it to Cambion.
Watch over Cambion.
Yeah. Ngirozi dzakapiwa charge. Kuita kurayirwa kunzi iwe enda unonochengeta. Ah, hapana chinombouya kani. Hakuna kutya. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder and the young lion and the dragon. Thou shalt trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. Wakaziwa zita ramwari. God has got only one place where he has placed his name. Hallelujah. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show my salvation. Hallelujah. The Bible is full of beatitudes.
Hangori
muna Matthew chapter 5, chet.
Not only Matthew 5.
Aga zara mbae bilisi kubira
Old Testament. From the Old Testament.
I know where David says, right from the first Psalm. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Into the book of Revelation chapter 1, he says, blessed is he that readeth, and is they that hear the words of this prophecy. And keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Hallelujah. Takaropa fadzwa nekuti tiri kunzwa zvinhu izvi.
We have been blessed because we are hearing these things.
Remember, the book of Revelation is for a specific class of people. A prophetic class of people. That's who we are. The Elijah type. Hallelujah. The Elijah type. Like that woman who kept the voice of Elijah during the days of famine. Hallelujah. So the entire Bible is full of blessings. But the prophet says in this very message, the forgotten beatitude, that's what I'm speaking about. It's 610425E. It's not printed. Okay. But I'm saying the Bible is full of beatitudes. Because here the Lord Jesus Christ was just speaking something. And then all of a sudden he just says, blessed is he that is not offended in me. And the prophet says, you can even almost just read past it and not even notice it. But it is very important. Blessed is he that is not offended in me. Because people get offended. Oh, there's so many things that offend people. Even the Bible warned and said, offenses shall come. But of course, who unto him through whom they come? But I'm talking about a person who is offended by the word. Because Jesus Christ is the word. And he is the one who said, blessed is he that is not offended in me. Hallelujah.
Like I said, we are human beings. We get offended. Yeah. In the homes, we offend one another. In the church, we offend one another. Kuchikoro, you get offended by the teacher. Hallelujah. Kumabasa, the bosses, they offend us at times. And at times we offended them also. Hallelujah. But the Lord tonight, He is saying, blessed is He that is not offended in me. Normally offenses come when expectations are not met. Your expectations, hallelujah, your perceptions, they are not met. You get offended on an issue. You get offended on an issue. Hallelujah. So in this case now here, when the prophet was preaching it, he says, now we find that this was the cause. What caused this to start? Well, was just after the ministry of this great rugged New Testament Elijah, John the Baptist. And that was who the message was sent to. And John had been placed in prison because of his ministry. Remember, John was not a compromiser. John was an eagle. An eagle will not compromise. Not in any way. It will always stand balanced on its two wings. Hallelujah. And it rises on the power of the wind, or the power of the Holy Ghost is what lifts it up. Hallelujah. It doesn't have to flop its wings like all other birds. It knows how to set its wings. And it rises when the wind blows. It rises. All it needs to do is to set its wings, and it will rise. Just like a believer, you should know how to set your wings in the presence of the Holy Ghost and rise in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! Into heavenly places, where all things are possible to them that believe. Yes. All things are possible unto you as well. All things. All things. The scriptures can never be broken. All things are possible to them that believe. John was, you know, he did not pull punches. Hallelujah. He said black as black. White as white. We want ministers, we want preachers who preach and tell black to be black and white to be white. Hallelujah. And we want the Christians as well who also say black is black and white is white. Remember, one time I was saying, in the hand of Zerubbabel was a plummet. He was building a temple. You build a building with a plummet, so that it is upright. And this message, in the hand of Malachi 4, our Zerubbabel in this hour, hallelujah, it draws a line between the right and the wrong, between the good and the bad, between the black and the white. Hallelujah. You find people trying to argue, is it really black? Is it really white? Go back to the plummet. It will tell you on which side it falls. Hallelujah. That was what John was. He didn't compromise. Hallelujah. The king came into the service that day. I'm sure he used to enjoy his preaching. But that day, John the Baptist was preaching on marriage and divorce. He pulled no punches. He told the king, right in his face, it is not lawful for you to have hair. Hallelujah.
Regerai pastor vaparidze zviri pamoyo wavo. And the brother Branham vakaona chivi muchurch ndopa vanotangira ipapo kurola chivi achifanira kugara muchurch. Hallelujah. Hazvina basa kuti muparidzane chivi chacho ngachibude muchurch. Hazvina basa kuti mudhikoni. Hazvina basa kuti ndamai vakuru. Hazvina basa kuti ndizi brother ziguru. Chivi ngachirohwe chibude muchurch. Ndozvanziri John the Baptist izvozvo. Akatarisa masoja so. Zvadimi. Haikona exact what is zvakakodzera. Haikona kutora mabribe imi. Hazvina kutanga nhasi. Hallelujah. Ndovatarisa vateresi zvikandimi. Torai mari yakakodzera imi. John the Baptist. But you remember. Nokuda kuti aitaura chokwadi. Chamupinza mutorongo. But rangarira.
But remember.
Zviri nani kupindira mutorongo zvinhu zvechokwadi. Pano kuti nokuda kuti uzopinda mutorongo nokuda kwemisirenius. Hazvidi kudaro. Hallelujah. John was an eagle. Amen. And the prophet says, one writer says, while he was there in prison, it appears like his eyes begin to dim. Hallelujah. Akatanga kuona madzerere dzerere. Paragraph 13, he says, but we find that this eagle eye had gotten filmed over.
Sorry.
Rangara kuputirwa chokwadi. Because they had taken him out of his habitation from the wilderness. Akugara mujeri. Haana Bible, haana spoken word.
In the prison, no Bible, no spoken word.
But isusu hatina kudaro.
But we are not like that.
Hallelujah. Ma spoken word tinawo gumba.
Ma
tapes tinawo gumba. Asi chii chiri kumboitika kuti meso ako atange kuona madzerere. Hazvine muprofita, because they had taken him out of his habitation from the wilderness. Hallelujah. Remember, every believer who is taken out of his habitation, he starts seeing blurred things. And the believer's habitation is the word of God. The moment you leave the message, hallelujah, you start seeing things. You start seeing revelations. You start seeing big things. No wonder those guys who have left the message, they start saying so many big words. Because their eyes have been filmed over. But we thank God tonight that He predestinated us to see these things. He predestinated us to hear these things. Isn't He wonderful? Mine eyes have seen, mine ears have heard what's recorded in God's word. Hallelujah. Don't leave your habitation. So Andy, put him down in an old, dirty, musty jail. And this great man could be an eagle to soar up in the air. Now, higher you get, further away you can see. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As the brother Branham, we climb up into God with prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's always good for a Christian to be prayed up. Amen.
Amen.
And he says here, at 30 years old, he came out of the wilderness preaching such a message of a coming Messiah. that shook the regions. He wasn't afraid of the doctrine of the Pharisees. And said, you snakes in the grass. Don't you come around here saying we have Abraham to our father. You generation of vipers. Who want you to flee from the wrath to come? I'm still a pastor. Shabaninga ka dzura mwanda.
The pastor is God in
every means. Yes, at times the church needs that. Don't blame the man. No, he's under a direction. Hallelujah. He is under a commission. Because he is answerable. And when it is like that, some people get offended. But blessed is he who shall not be offended. Hallelujah. Yes, you are so rough here. Said, I'm telling you of a Messiah that's coming. With a fan in his hand. Amen. He will thoroughly purge his flow. Yes. He will take his wheat into the gunner. He will burn the chaff with unquenchable fire. He knew what he was talking about. This is one thing I love about the message. Brother Branham will not just say anything. No, not at all. Not that he wanted to excite the people. Not at all. Maybe some of us, yes, we try to excite the people. But Brother Branham's aim was to speak the truth. Whatever he would say, he was very clear about what he was talking about. Hallelujah.
He was clear about what he was talking about.
So he knew what he was talking about. Now, but, you know, excuse me. Msati, ndicho.
Don't you say now it's
you? Long time ago. Ndicho. John
had preached the message
of fire and brimstone. And talked about this great Messiah who was coming. Hallelujah. Makomo achaitwa flattened. Mipata ezi ichakwira chakwidziridzwa. Pachaita flat.
And they were going to be flat.
Ndo zvakataura
ra Mwari. That is what the word says.
Ari kuuya. Achakubhabhatidza nemweya nemoto. John, ndo zvaiziva. Ende ndo zvaiparidza.
And
changa chiri chokwadi. Nekuti aiparidza shoko raMwari. Ndo zvinogona kuitika zvakare. Unogona kungokatadza mushoko raMwari. Utadza kunzwisisa kuti but ingawani zviri kunzi panapa. But pane zvizvi zviri kuitika izvi. Aiwa mira hako iwewe. Don't be offended. 29. But now when this Messiah finally came. When Messiah finally came and John had the honor of baptizing him. He came just exactly right. All the signs was right. He showed the Messiah sign and John knew that he was the Messiah. That's the Messiah. There's no doubt about it. Joseph, I saw the pillar of fire, light coming down upon him in the form of a dove. A voice speaking from that pillar of light saying, this is my beloved son in whom I'm pleased to dwell in. He knew that was the Messiah. John said, I don't know him. But he, that was in the wilderness, said for me to baptize with water. Said upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on. I like that part. The Spirit must descend and remain on. Hallelujah. When the Holy Ghost baptizes a believer, it remains on. Hallelujah. When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, He remains on. He remains on there. Hallelujah. He's the one that will baptize with the Holy Ghost in fire. And I'm sure this is Him. So He blasted it out. But when trouble set in, hallelujah, that is where trouble comes in. When trouble sets in, that's where trouble comes in. Hallelujah. Jesus came and showed the Messiah that He was the Messiah. But then something went wrong. John had introduced the Messiah with a fan in his hand going to burn up the chaff. But he found out the works of Jesus. He was meek and lowly. Look at his expectations. Look at what he was expecting to see. What the Messiah was supposed to do. With a fan in his hand, touching his floor, burning the chaff, gathering the wheat. But when the Messiah came, he was meek and lowly. So it worried him. He didn't know what to say. He thought, now there's something wrong somewhere. Hallelujah. Panotaurwa zvinhu zvikuru zvichazenge zvifanira kuzoitika, panofanira kuzoitika chakati, panofanira kuzoitika chakati.
When they speak of great things and the secrets of events, then you begin to wonder.
You see, great things, they happen in silence. God is revealed in simplicity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You would think when the prophet was going to preach the seals, great things, mighty thunderings are going to be happening. But everything happened in simplicity. But it was great things. Hallelujah. The very things that were the big part of the mind of God were being given to the church. Hallelujah. And so John, there he was in prison. Thinking, now, has anything gone wrong? Has anything gone wrong? It seemed like it wasn't working right. And there's many times that we think too that it isn't working right. We come across situations. We come across conditions. Hallelujah. We come across things. Muchesh! Did I make the right choice? Remember, at times God allows certain things to go wrong to test your attitude. To test it, so that you can know what kind of a person you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He loves to do that. And He loves to throw us in tight corners. Hallelujah. Because in the corner there, that's where you prove who you are. You manifest who you really are. Exactly, I like that. You show your real colors. And here, John. It's now bothering him. And as long as we know that he is here, what difference does it make? Oh, sorry. I think I'd left this. Seemed he had believed the wrong thing. It seemed like it wasn't working right. There's many times that we think too that it isn't working right. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you imagine Moses in a Zipporah?
Imagine Moses in Zipporah.
Is Zipporah Moses? Yes. As Moses angani hasha.
Moses was short-tempered.
Mudzimai any hasha.
And Zipporah was short-tempered.
Ziriko kugwenga kusiriko iko backside iko kuya question.
Right in the wilderness, then they were scrubbing one another.
Pamwe Moses said, "Ari kumba kwa yeye mutanga kungofunga zvoti akomana."
Come on.
Mudzimai wawi naye Mwari ndiye akakonodi akakukwanira.
God says this one is your helpmate.
Yes. She will help you to go to heaven.
Achazokubatsira kuende denga.
Nekuti anenge kukwesha akubvisa zvimapundu zvakasiyana siyana. Zvanga zviri pauri. Vamwe sister vangachifunga veve havaimbogona kuzvibvisa woende gehena. Yeah. Paitona Zipporah kuti Moses aite a humble person. The humblest man on earth. Nothing was going wrong. Ndisu tinofunga kuti aiwa zvinhu zvasi kufamba. Anyway, let me just quickly read this. Maybe it ain't working it according to the way we think it ought to work. Even though,
that's why we sing that song.
You know, all things work together for good. Even though things don't work out the way we think they should be. Hallelujah. But yet we know in all things the heavens do rule. Everything is, you know, is okay. Nothing is out of kilter. But it's working according to the way God wants it to work. Hallelujah. Okay. I'll just quickly go to this one. Because the moment, I want to tell you, the moment you start losing, you get offended by the word. You will move away even from your very blessings. Hallelujah. The rich young ruler, he saw something in the Lord Jesus Christ that he could not see anywhere else, even in their church. He ran to the Lord Jesus Christ and said, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit the kingdom of heaven?" And the Lord gave him the prescription. Hallelujah. And that is what happens many a time. We want to do things. And when he was told what to do, he was offended. The Bible says he was sad.
was expecting maybe the Lord Jesus said, come, be with Peter here. He's going to teach you what we do here. But what he got from the Lord was not what he was expecting from the Lord. Hallelujah. And this is why it is very important to cut down all reasoning when we come to the world. Lean not unto your own understanding. Put on the very mind of God. Put on the mind of Jesus Christ, which is the mind of the word. You always come out right. Can you imagine? A man called Naaman. We all know the story of Naaman. 2 Kings chapter 5. He was a great man, but he was a leper. And when he was called to Israel, where there is a prophet. My, I like a place where there is a prophet. I like to worship at a place where there is a prophet. Not just an ordinary prophet. I'm talking about a vindicated prophet. Vindicated by the pillar of fire. Moses was vindicated by a pillar of fire. Elijah was vindicated by a pillar of fire. Hallelujah. Fire was nothing to Elijah. He could call fire anytime. He says, a God who answers by fire. And if you are saying, I'm a man of God, let the fire come down and consume you. A prophet vindicated by fire. I thank God we've got a prophet vindicated by the pillar of fire. So when he came to Elisha, you know, can you imagine Shweng? Maybe
he went to the homestead of the prophet. He was living just a normal life.
Yes, just an ordinary life. But when he came there, he had his expectations. He had his expectations.
He was what he was used to.
Hallelujah. I just saw the moon.
He knew that he was expected general.
But
God will reduce you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How's the brother Branham? Israel, they wanted deliverer from the Romans. But God gave them a baby to humble them. And when Naaman came to the prophet, the prophet just sent his servant. He says, go and tell him to wash in the Jordan 7 times.
And
he said, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times. That two of them profit. What? Praise the Lord. What? Damascus No, it's not according to what you think. It's according to how God has said it. It's how God has said it.
That is what
matters. Hallelujah.
Amen. They even even had to talk to him nicely.
Kudzimara azoenda.
Until he followed one.
Ndo kubvato zvogeza pai.
And he washed the river.
Achibuda kechinomwe anzi ganda rikuita kunge rekachechi.
He came out the seventh time. His skin was like that of a baby.
Suppose he had gone away. So I am saying tonight, brothers and sisters, don't be offended by the word. You lose your blessings. Can you imagine Martha? John chapter 11. Jesus Christ was staying with them.
He
was part of the family. Hallelujah. But now, here, trouble comes in the home. Remember, it's not in all times. But it's those days or those times when trouble comes. I remember the prophet says his greatest temptation was when his wife died. And the child died. And he got a visitation from the devil. And the devil starts to talk to you. He starts to speak things. And those things, you actually see them, that they are the truth. Hallelujah. But let me tell you, as long as it is the devil speaking it, as long as if it is the truth, it is a lie. Hallelujah. If it is the devil telling you something, and even if you can look at it, it looks right. It's a lie. Hallelujah. So, just because something had happened inside the prophet, he stood his ground. Said, I came into the world with nothing. The Lord gave, the Lord has taken, blessed be his holy name. And he overcame. But here was Martha. The brother got sick. They sent a word to the Lord. And they knew if the Lord would come, he would heal his friend. But the Lord did not come.
He did not even come.
Ndakafonera brother Piri. Havanaka kutombouya kumba kwangu. Ndakataura na brother Marunya kuchurch. Ndikati pfuura ine kumba. Hakuna kumira zvakanaka. It's very easy for us to be offended. As if that is not enough, the Lord even went further. As if that is not enough, even went 4 days and the man died. Remember, akarwara ndibva vataura.
He fell sick and they gave well.
Ndokubva afa. Ndibva paita 4 days. Afa.
4 days after.
Ishe ndibva vauya zvavadzuri.
Awo.
Mushe vakauya zvavo. Hava neta nokufamba. Neta zvavo. Havo vakupinda muBhetani vachiri kunze kweguta. Martha ndobva anzwa kuti Ishe vauya. Waiita sei iwe? Munhu wamai pachikafu mbamenyu. Munhu wamai wachira hembe imimi. Munhu wamaitira zvese. Pati panguva yakaomarara. Hapo, haumumuwani. Unoita sei iwe? What would you have done? Look at Martha's attitude. It's always good to have the right mental attitude. Amen. Ukanganisira.
A brother offends you.
Andifunga kuti angachireva kuda kuda
kudaura. I don't think the brother
means you. It's good. It's actually healthy for you. Physically and spiritually. Because if you don't do that, you'll be turning and tossing at night. Sure, sure. Brother, Ben Charge, Baba, 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 Baba,
Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba, Baba
vandakadaiso ndobvandavadaiso ndobvandavaitira izvi vabva vandidaiso.
Aiyo, do you know what? Ingotaura kuti handifunge kuti vanga vachida kudaro. And I tell you, you have peace in your heart. Nyama yako inotiwo zvakanaka, hapana zvirwere zvinouya. Remember, the prophet says, I believe it's 80%, 60% yezvirwere zvinouya newari. Netseka kuti vambozviitire, ambozvitaurirei. Zvatoitika. How can? Akena. So here was Martha. Hanzi, she had a right to upbraid him. Tom, Tom, yes, yes. Tom, Tom, ndoba makuya. For this, that's it. Emunhu atofa. Yes, yes. Ndoba makuzouya. I tell you, the Bible would have been a different book altogether. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But she was not offended. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She was not offended. She had the right attitude. And she said the right words. God help me. I would always want to say the right words. Hallelujah. And she said, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. And in Shogwadi, I don't offer. But remember the Lord Jesus Christ. He was walking by a vision. He said, I do nothing else apart from what my Father shows me. The Father worketh, and the Son worketh hitherto. Hallelujah. The Father worketh and the Son worketh hitherto. Because it was true, if he had come earlier, he was going to heal heal his friend Lazarus. But remember, always God. He loves that 11th hour. He waits for you until that 11th hour when things are even worse. Hallelujah. When it is like that, then you are able to see the hand of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, we were told. At one time, the Lord Jesus Christ, he healed that little girl. You know, the Jews, I'm sure they say probably he had fainted. She had fainted. And then he also raised that son of that woman, that widow woman of Nain. Normally, the Jews, they believe a person must be in the grave, I think it's 3 days. Then they believe, yes, that person is really gone. Hallelujah. So, if you read your scriptures very well, Jesus came on the fourth day. Yet they were convinced that this man is dead. And even Martha, when she spoke to the Lord, and the Lord was saying to him, where have you buried him? Martha said,
Martha said,
ndo zvinoita Mwari. Kana vakupindura, vanopindura zvinodarika pamafungiro ako. Zvauri kutarisira Mwari vanopfuurira izvozvo. Haleluya. Zvikanzi mamuviga kupi. Angati, I like what she had said. Zvikanzi naishe mamuisa kupi. Martha never said, you should have to move.
So now it's thinking
and
it's rotten.
And now it's a little bit of a
I am the resurrection and the life.
And I am glad she remained a believer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's high time we start saying the right things. It's high time we stop being offended by the word. And this is why it is very important. Brother, sister, when you take a promise of the word of God, it is important for you. Hold on to it. Hallelujah. When the word said, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you have it and you shall have it. And uchida.
Kana uchichida. If you really want it,
don't be offended along the way. I remember one time the prophet, he prayed for John Ryan.
John Ryan,
he went away. The next thing the prophet told him, he was back in the prayer line.
No, he thought that what was happening right here.
And the prophet warned him. He said, you are beginning to lose what you have received. You said you believe me. Go and testify. And for sure, he went about. And he testified. And God, in his due time, he opened his eyes. And he saw. And I'm telling you tonight, don't be offended in the word. Whatever promise you get a hold of, you want the Holy Ghost. Maybe it has taken a year. You are seeking the Holy Ghost. You want the Holy Ghost. But I want to tell you, don't tire. Don't be offended. Don't say there's nothing to it after all. But remember, it is there because there's a hunger in you for the Holy Ghost. There is a Holy Ghost somewhere for you to receive. Lord. Hallelujah. In due time. Remember, it's a promise. You are going to have it. If you don't have the Holy Ghost and you are a believer. Yes. Because the Holy Ghost is for a believer. Hallelujah. Paul, he asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Hallelujah. As long as you believe, the Holy Ghost is yours. Tell the Lord, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Hallelujah. I want the Holy Ghost, Lord. I want to be filled. Give me the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Because there's no way you can live a Christian life without the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. There's no way you can live a Christian life. It takes he himself living that life in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't be offended. Amen. When you get a hold of the promise of the word. My. Like the prophet says, like in this hour we are living in, let's apply the token. Hallelujah. You might find when you are doing that, it might even get worse. You want your husband to go to church. Hallelujah. Urukunamata, uruku claim, urukunamata. Now, to a prophet, I should tell you, claim your husband, claim your loved ones. Mu claim it. Ona gore du. Out. Zinosh and Jesus. Next week. That be our attitude. Next week, next month. Next month. Next year. Hold on to the promise. Don't be offended by the word of God. Blessed is he that shall not be offended in me. Remember, the word of God cannot fall to the ground. Not at all. Because he is prepared to bankrupt the heavens before his word falls to the ground. Amen.
Amen.
It's time.
Yeah.
tikugadzirira kuchienda.
We are getting ready to go.
Asi vamwe vakazombotaura. I don't know whether it was Peter or Paul was saying it. Some people want to kubvira mazimbaba edu akabvira kudhara chikotera kuti varikuuya 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 saka vachauya rini. Anouya. Don't be offended. Hallelujah. Kuti akumana tanyeta nokunamata. Friday tiri kuchechi, Sunday tiri kuchechi, hatomboenda kubora. Kana kumboona boxing. Kana judo neni ngirikini nezvimwe zvakadaro daro.
Judo and taekwondo, some of those.
Hatiende. Where is the truth to church food? Ayo, don't be offended. Ishe vari kuuya. Remember always when the Lord comes, he has his reward with him. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you tonight, brothers and sisters. Tatoshika, tatoshika. Patame kapa, tatoshika. Pane nguva yatakudhara sere patakunga kuti tasvika. Ishe vakati ndichakudzidzisai kuti hamusati masvika. Bvunzai vamarunya. Tanga tofunga kuti tasvika kusesina. Hembe dzatina saidzi hadzichatombopera idzi. Ishe vanenge vatouya. Haleluya. Asi iye zvino izvi ka. Malaitsi akutanga kubaka baka echitima manje. Akutanga kubaka baka manje zvinhu zvakutanga kuitika manje. And remember, things are going to happen very rapidly. Zvekuti pamwe uchatozvishamisika kuti oh, kuinga chaiti zvakati zvofanira kuitika, zvakati zvofanira kuitika, zvakati zvofanira kuitika, but rapture yakatoitika. And ikaitika uchazviziva kuti yaitika. And uchaziva kuti wasara. Oh, God have mercy. Let it not be you. Let it not be me. Hallelujah. Let us not be offended this time. Remember, there has to come a falling away first. People must be offended by the message. Hallelujah. People must start having no appetite for the message. But now is the time. Especially when we are locked down. Hallelujah. We have now time to listen to the church. We have now got time to read the spoken word. If you are fortunate enough to have your internet in your home, maybe you go to the Branham.org.
Yes. Can
I have a lifeline? Yes, lifeline.
You can download the lifeline app on the phone. Pane
zvakawanda zvinoyevedza zvinoyevedza zvemaKristu.
So many things.
I would encourage you to download that application. Yes, apart from the table application.
Hazviite
kuti muKristo ane phone yekutsvaira tsvaira. You share a table.
That's called an Android phone or an iOS app without a table.
Ah, uri kudyei?
What are you feasting on?
Uri kudyei?
What are you eating?
Iyo inondo nguva yacho inei.
Now is the time.
Just before the going away.
This is the time.
Zvinogore, zvinhu zvamwari zvoitika zvinhu izvi zviri nyoreka. Makavharirana mumba makuwana nguva yekunamata semhuri. Because pamwe baba kuseniseni vanomuka kuma 5 vachienda kubasa. Vanhu vachakarara. Vodzoka kuma 10 usiku. Havana nguva yekunamata nemhuri. But ezvino izvi yapo manje. Hallelujah. Nokuti uri kunzi chiregera kuya kubasa. Gara mumba. Saka ndonguva yekuti tidye gwai. Inei kai. Hameno kana usiri kuzviona hako ka. Ini ndo maonera ndokuzviita ini. Hanzi kuti ndiri muprofita iyo. Aiwa. Ndiri kungotaura zvinhu zvakangonakawo. Zvakakunakira. Nokuti zvese zvaunoda. Kuti upinde mukubvutwa zviri mumatepi nemumabhuku imomo yamera. Idya. mabhuku nematepi.
Feast on the bow, feast on the table.
Zvinokuitira zvakanaka.
It will do you a lot of good.
Blessed is he that shall not be offended in the message of the hour. God bless you.